1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 at noon. 32 degrees outside, and that's a key ingredient for why we will be seeing a mix of precipitation later on this Friday. Not here yet, but will be coming later this afternoon. A high of 34 expected for the end of the work week. An Oshkosh man convicted of a fatal stabbing in the city of Sheboygan will be back in court for sentencing today. Mike Kinzel has more.
23-year-old Michael Lemirandi stabbed 41-year-old Nicholas Lurkey of Sheboygan to death during an altercation on South 12th Street in January of 2013. He had claimed self-defense during his trial last September, but the jury didn't buy it. They deliberated for only about an hour before bringing back a guilty verdict. Lemirandi facing up to 27 years in prison. Judge James Bolger will hand down the sentence this afternoon. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
Fire last night on Sheboygan's south side extensively damaged a two-family home and displaced the occupants. The fire department received the call about 6:30 after the downstairs resident heard sounds from the fire in the upper apartment in the 2100th block of South 12th Street. Shift commander Keith Rizzi said firefighters found the blaze in the middle of the apartment near the floor. He said the fire was quickly extinguished, but there was damage to both apartments. No one was injured, and the Red Cross is assisting the residents. The cause has yet to be determined, and damage is estimated at $50,000. Manitowoc fire investigators have determined that Tuesday night's house fire, which claimed the life of an elderly Southside man, was accidental. Damon Ryan has more.
Fire investigator Jason Sweeney said in a news release late yesterday, the blaze at 1711 Philippine Street was aggressively investigated and revealed nothing criminal or intentional in nature. 90-year-old Arnold Goki of that address was found inside his burning residence about 8 o'clock Tuesday night and was pronounced dead at a local hospital. Sweeney urges local homeowners to test their smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, practice fire drills, and know emergency contact information, along with safe use of heating appliances for both cooking and warming. I'm Damon Ryan in Manitowoc for WHBL News.
The remains of at least one person have been found in a house east of Wausau that was destroyed by an explosion and fire yesterday morning. Marathon County Sheriff's officials also said today that the blast was intentionally set and the man responsible appears to have been killed. Deputies said five explosive devices were planted in the home as well as a car nearby. Detective Jim Armstrong said the intent was to cause as much damage to the vehicles and home as possible. Deputies said the devices have been taken care of and the scene is now safe. The types of explosive devices used have not been disclosed. The State Justice Department's criminal investigation team is helping local authorities get to the bottom of the incident. The December's jobs report is not good. Only 74,000 jobs were added last month, letting some of the air out of the tires after more positive gains in October and November. At a hearing Friday on the employment figures, Labor Department Commissioner Erica Grossen summed up the situation.
Generally speaking, what we've been seeing over the past year is very steady, modest job growth that's been primarily in the services. Yet there's still a long ways to go to return to pre-recession conditions.
The national unemployment rate did drop by 0.3 of a point to 6.7%, but only because hundreds of thousands of people are no longer accounted for since they left the workforce. A Sheboygan man faces a reckless homicide charge for his role in a deadly heroin overdose from last July. The Sheboygan County DA office charged 31-year-old Travis Trampke yesterday in connection to the death of 30-year-old Catherine Jakimchek. She was found overdosed on heroin at her apartment in the 900th block of North 9th Street July 19th. The criminal complaint states a witness heard Jakimchek call Trampke asking for syringes in order to inject drugs. After taking the drugs, Trampke and the witness left the apartment thinking Jakimchek would be okay. Trampke faces up to 40 years in prison if found guilty. A legislative committee is being asked to approve a bill that could result in more charter schools in Wisconsin. The proposal from State Representative Dale Kuyenga would allow University of Wisconsin institutions and regional education agencies to approve the creation of independent charter schools in a district. It would also allow high-performing charters to expand statewide.
It allows schools that are high-performing schools to automatically replicate themselves without going back to their authorizer for permission.
Charter schools use taxpayer dollars but operate independently. During a hearing on the bill yesterday at the state capitol, State Representative Mandy White was among many who argued the proposal would drain resources from already struggling school districts.
The state is not meeting its obligation already to fund and equal education for all of our children.
Supporters of the bill point to the success of charter schools in Milwaukee and argue the system could bring benefits to other parts in the state. Wisconsin has seen a recent dramatic increase in the number of hospitalizations resulting from the flu. State epidemiologist Tom Hoff says that includes more admissions to intensive care units. He's also a little concerned about the age groups that are being affected.
This H1N1 that's causing the flu this year is really affecting the younger and middle-aged adults most, compared to last year where the elderly were the most affected.
There have already been 565 influenza-associated hospitalizations reported since October 5th, with 22% admitted to the ICU and 9% requiring ventilation. Notably, 75% of these hospitalizations have been reported since December 14th. We do have a freezing rain advisory that will be in effect across the area from 3 p.m. to midnight on this Friday. Precipitation in the form of freezing rain, sleet, and rain coming in this afternoon, continuing overnight, eventually changing to snow. We'll see a high today of around 34 and staying around the 30s through Saturday. Currently, 33 degrees outside as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.